Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 9, Number 10. In the last edition of SNU, I reviewed a lecture I recently presented in Vancouver called The 7 Nutritional Lies of the 21st Century. The turnout was great, and we had a large number of people who were really hungry for information and knowledge, and it was really good to connect with these individuals who want to make changes in their life so they can move forward. A lot of people have just reached the edge of themselves, and they know they're headed in the wrong direction. They need to know what to do to create the positive outcome, and of course, that's what education in sports nutrition is all about. When I was teaching my class last night, I started off with what is sports nutrition, and really, it's the center of the universe of health. A health-centered consciousness knows that fitness and nutrition go hand in hand. One is not more important than the other, so we must understand each equally. And when you do, you become a sports nutrition expert. Now, the title of this lecture that I gave, The 7 Nutritional Lies, it absolutely relates to deception and conspiracy. There's just no doubt about it. Essentially, our food supply has been hijacked by huge corporations hungry for profit. Vast amounts of empty calorie, foodless food packed full of salt and sugar and fat and chemicals and petroleum produced by the industrial food complex. And this has become a serious threat to everyone's health on the planet. The production of this gunk they call food is destroying the ecology of the planet, ruining the topsoil of the land, interfering with biodiversity and polluting our rivers, streams, and oceans. When we consume this gunk as a food staple, which hundreds of millions of adults and children do, this processed food literally creates chaos and disease in the human body. And the evidence of that lies in the prolific increase in the rates of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and reproductive disorders that we can see all around us. So if you know anybody that's got a health problem, always too acidic, always dehydrated, you get them on the water, you change their diet, you get them fit, and guess what? It restores, they regenerate, and they get better. So hello, how simple is that? So what are the 7 nutritional lies of the 21st century? The first lie is that commercial cow's milk is good for health, that it builds strong bones and is a good source of calcium. The truth is that commercial pasteurized milk is acid-forming and increases risk of osteoporosis. The people in the countries that consume the most milk have the highest rates of osteoporosis. Just read them and weep. Statistics don't lie if they're not manipulated with profit in mind. Now, number two, the second lie is that infant formula is better than breast milk and more convenient. The truth is that formula causes malnourishment and anemia in infants and creates problems with their blood sugar and problems with allergies and asthma and ADHD, all increased by feeding kids infant formula. Number three, the third lie is that commercial breakfast cereals are the breakfast of champions. What a load of crap. The truth is that cereal grains acidify the blood, cause inflammation, increase insulin resistance, and increase the excretion rate of calcium. We're talking about refined, processed, dead cereals that millions of kids eat every day, and even adults who are acting like two-year-olds based on how they're eating. Number five, the fourth lie is that bread should be eaten as a staple for life. The truth is that bread is dead. It's high in sodium, low in potassium, high in phosphorus. It's acid-forming, and therefore the acidic ash created acidifies our blood, and most people are already hyperacidic. So just dumping in more acid is not going to help matters much. Number five, the fifth lie is that refined sugar is natural and not related to diabetes. The truth is that if submitted today for FDA or Health Canada approval, refined isolated sucrose could never pass cellular toxicology screening tests. Refined sugar, bottom line, is pathogenic. It creates disease when you consume it in the amounts that people are consuming it. The amounts are sickening, by the way. People consume, in some cases, more than their own body weight. It's just unbelievable. And that's per year. They consume more than their own body weight of sugar in a year. The sixth lie is that margarine is a miracle. Yeah, it's a miracle of death. The truth is that eating margarine causes hardening of the arteries, damages our organs and endocrine glands, and ruins healthy cell membranes. And if you know anything about cell chemistry, the membrane, my goodness, it's like an immigration agent. It controls what things go in and out. How important is that? Talking like 9/11 stuff going on a cellular level. Number seven, the seventh lie is that food alone provides us with everything we need. Another load of bull. The truth is that food alone, no matter how organic, has never supplied us with everything that we need. The other thing tied in with this is that we don't need to take vitamins because the food supplies us with everything that we need. And that's horseradish. Okay, so take your vitamins, eat the best diet possible, train on a regular basis, and you are now living the magic of health that will, as a cause and effect, as a divine law of spiritual recycling, as the sowing and reaping is said, as a rule, you will get what you put in based on science. If it's congruent, it's just so reliable. Now, in this edition of Clinical Review, I want to introduce everyone to our new teaching program called Principles of Sports Nutrition, and then go through each of the 110 principles one by one. So on this edition, we've got time for one on each of the remaining editions after this, and we're going to be going and doing this for a long time to come. But I'm going to be going through 110 principles that I'm going to be reviewing and teaching in this new course. Now, Principles of Sports Nutrition, or PSN, is what we like to call it, is designed to teach students basic fundamental sports nutrition principles essential to achieving and maintaining optimum health and longevity. I wrote and developed this course as an alternative and supplement to CHI distance learning. It's for students who need or prefer direct contact with a teacher in a classroom environment. Principles of Sports Nutrition is an excellent introductory program for students who intend to pursue further education or who are already educated in sports nutrition, health, and fitness. But I also wrote this course for CSNA master teachers to teach to their own students locally anywhere in the world. Here's the beauty of the internet. We just load it up with the program. You download it. You got everything you need to teach it. This course is ideal for those of you who would like to expand your existing fitness or nutrition business, or even develop a new one. So the entire PSN education program can be downloaded by CHI-approved teachers directly from CoreyHawley.com. That'll be ready in January for a one-time download fee. The download fee includes everything a qualified CHI teacher requires to teach the complete 12-week program. It's a night school course. You teach. Last night I taught the first night, so it was 2 hours. There's 12 two-hour sessions. And you've got a classroom of maybe young people or nurses or chiropractors or athletes. You could do this to athletic teams. I mean, really, last night we talked about the potential who you could teach this to, and it's unlimited. It's whoever you want to teach it to, and you set the standard. Plus, you're CSNA masters, so you know the stuff, and now it's time to dispense it. And the way that you dispense it is something that you can preserve, and it's like the uniqueness of your biochemistry. There's some guidelines here, but you get to dispense it and teach it for your own satisfaction. Now, the download includes the detailed teacher tutorials for each session, video clips, course instructions, PowerPoint slide presentations, student course outlines, and all the student exams and the answer keys and everything else that you need. To become a qualified CHI teacher, you need to complete all three of our certification programs, including the Greatest Vitamin Salesperson in the World, the CSNA Education Program, and the CSNA Master's Assignment. So that's a full program. That's what we call our CHI full program. Some of you are CSNAs, you haven't done the master's yet. Some of you have done the master's, but you haven't included or completed the sales and service. You need to get all three to qualify as a teacher. I want everyone that's teaching this to be on top of their game and aware of everything that we have. And knowledge is power, friends. So after you complete these assignments and degree and certification programs, you need to apply for a CHI teaching certificate, which is renewable each year. Once this is complete, once you've done that, you are now a certified CHI, CSNA master teacher, and can begin teaching the program to your own students anywhere on the planet. For more information on the PSN program itself, log on to CoreyHolliday.com and click the Teach button displayed on the homepage. So let's start with the first principle, which is, you guessed it, PSN principle number one, sports nutrition. What does sports nutrition mean to me? Well, I think of life itself as a sport, and anyone moving in life requires nutrition. So sports nutrition is for everyone, everybody. Everybody needs to maximize performance in life. And one of the basic criteria, one of the critical factors to long-term health and human performance is excellent and optimum nutrition. Now, sports nutrition, I say, is salvation because it's the only category in the industry that brings both sport and physical activity and exercise and fitness together with nutrition. If you study homeopathy or botanical medicine or antioxidant biochemistry, you will not see in the text and literature a very strong emphasis on the importance of exercise tied in with it. And this is what makes sports nutrition unique. Sports nutrition is about movement. It's about fitness and it's about training, and it's also about physical activity, of course, as a lifestyle. This is implied. We know that if you don't move, you'll die sooner and you will die longer. Now, what does that mean? It means that because of rescue medicine and the technology that's available and the prescription drugs, we keep sick people alive longer. But they're dead. They're useless. They're not alive. They're not truly alive in the truest sense of what life and vitality and energy and health is all about. So sports nutrition is really about life. It's about transferring from the outside world, as in food and air and water. It's about bringing into your body the highest quality, highest vibratory essence, or chi, of food. The function of food is to transfer energy and micronutrients into the body. Why? Because this is essential. It's necessary. It's not an option. That's why we eat. That is a critical fact that we have to get across to people, that you don't use your taste buds exclusively to choose food. You think in terms of science. You think in terms of life and vitality and maintaining and culturing your highest potential chi. Sports nutrition is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful concept because when you give somebody your prescription for health, you're going to get them moving. You're going to design an exercise program for them. You're going to teach them how to exercise correctly, and then you're going to set them up on an excellent diet, a diet that is compatible with their genome and their individual biochemistry. And if they take your advice and if they do the work, they will get more reliable benefits from that approach than anything known in the world. And that is why I love sports nutrition, and that is why I incorporated myself and created the Corey Holliday Institute. Because I believe that this remarkable science that we call sports nutrition is the most reliable approach when it comes to health and healing. And this is why I do it myself, because I'm interested in health, and ultimately I'm still doing the same thing today that I was doing when I first started and first became interested in the natural health industry. I'm doing the work of health because I want to stay well my entire life until the very end. So let's get that message across loud and clear that sports nutrition is where it's at. Well, That's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from yours truly. We're all athletes engaged in the sport of life.